Today on Straight Talk, I'm pleased to welcome Brock Tully. He's the Canada Director for ISSA on our Board of Directors and the Vice President of Bunzl Cleaning and Hygiene. Hello, Brock.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you on the program today. I know we're featuring several from the Board of Directors as we think about the 100 years of ISSA, which we'll get into in a moment, but I do want to get to know you a little bit. So why don't you share with us some history of yourself and ISSA and your thoughts on serving with the board?
Sure, Jeff. Thank you. And thanks for having me. So I'll go back to my beginnings. I was born and raised in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada, which actually borders the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Probably a little more familiar for most of your members. So born and raised there. I went to school in Southern Ontario, just outside of Toronto. I'm actually a chartered accountant by trade. So early on in my career, I spent a few years working for KPMG in their financial institutions practice in downtown Toronto. Following that stint, I went on to do a bunch of M&A work. And I eventually found myself in an M&A role working for Grand & Toy, which is a Canadian office products distributor. My first real foray into the distribution space, that role eventually moved me into a commercial capacity where I was leading sort of a fledgling cleaning and hygiene business for Grand & Toy. At that point in time, I met Bunzl, my current boss, the Canadian president, wonderful guy who's done some wonderful things in building a business. I moved over to Bunzl in October of 2010, really into a more specialized cleaning and hygiene business. I spent my first 7 years at Bunzl managing the financial function and also assisting the business with a number of acquisitions. I think we did 13 in those initial years. And then in 2017, I transitioned out of the finance area and into the commercial side of the business to actually lead our cleaning and hygiene business, which was sort of a combination of a number of acquisitions we've done over sort of the preceding years. And I've been doing that ever since. I love it. Fabulous business to work for. And through the some relationships I built in this industry, it led me to the ISSA. Paul Golden, who worked on the board in the past, another fellow Canadian, reached out to me with this opportunity, and you know, I was thrilled. I bleed Bunzl blue and green, but I'm also very, very passionate about this business and industry, and being part of the board is certainly a little part of how maybe I can contribute to the industry moving forward. On a personal front, I'm married 15 years now, have two wonderful daughters, 11 and 13, and it's a little bit about me. I live in Toronto, Ontario. I've called Toronto home for the last 20 years.
Interesting, you mentioned Sault Ste. Marie. When I first learned about that area, I did not pronounce it right, of course, the way it's spelled. Yeah. And I've been there a couple of times. And of course, I had to stop at Mackinac Island on the way home to get some fudge. So,
So
Brock, let's talk about, now, thank you for helping on the board of directors. You mentioned you're new to that. ISSA is celebrating 100 years in 2023. What are your thoughts on that milestone, and what's exciting to you about the future of the association?
I think when you're talking about 100 years, I mean, that's quite impressive. An industry association being around for that long with that sort of tenure, I think in a better spot, in a bigger spot than the business or the industry has ever been, and the association has ever been. Some of the great things that I'm starting to see that the association is doing as I sort of get onboarded and integrated with your activities, Jeff, and your teams. Mm-hmm. Some really, really exciting stuff. You know, I think a lot of people talk about this, but COVID has sort of changed the perspective on what we do and how important we are in society. And I think that's a fabulous thing. Selfishly a fabulous thing, but I think, you know, it really reinforces why cleanliness, hygiene is really, really critical in today's day and age. We're actually saving lives in a lot of cases, and some may think that's a bit of a, you know, going a bit too far, but it's true. I mean, in my business in Bunzl, we're really focused on the long-term care space, and we've all heard the stories about how COVID impacted that space. We can have an impact. Our industry can have an impact. So, you know, ISSA is doing some wonderful things. I love what you guys have done with Howie Mandel, fellow Canadian. Some really exciting, some really interesting stuff, some really catchy stuff. You know, I think some wonderful stuff. And so I'm thrilled to be part of the association. And, you know, I'm still really getting my feet wet, but I'm excited about what's to come in the next few years.
Yeah. You know, you're an industry veteran. You've been around, you know, what needs to be done. Thinking about the needs of the industry, you know, moving forward, any more thoughts on how ISSA can play a critical role in that?
You know, as we've discussed, elevating, you know, I think just through the natural timing where we sit as an industry, what we do, you know, to promote public health, I think is critical. I think we're also at an interesting time from an innovation perspective, you know, leveraging Internet of Things tools, you know, tracking compliance as people are much more concerned about, is it really clean? Not just does it look clean? You know, these are all really important things. So I think, you know, with COVID combined with innovation in the space, you know, there's a lot of time and energy behind automation today. You know, trying to find employees in our space is incredibly challenging. I think that's an important place the board can work to support the industry and move it forward. You know, we've been called on in my distribution business to become air purification experts. So it's no longer just about cleaning touch points and making sure people aren't getting sick because, you know, they're transferring something off a door handle. It's really extended now to how do we make sure the air is clean, right? When the CDC, I think it was July 17th, if I'm not mistaken, of 2020, informed us all that COVID was more transferable through the air than through touch, my understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, that really changed the game for us, and our customers were coming up to us talking about, well, you know, how do we extend? Do you have expertise? At the time we didn't, we're developing that expertise. I think that's another area that the association can look to help its members and the public in general, protect your employees, the public, et cetera. So I think it's a really exciting time for the industry, given some of the changes that have occurred because of COVID and with the evolution of a lot of technology.
Yeah, well said. I agree. In closing, what would you like to say to our viewers? You know, those watching this may be members. They might not be. They might be looking at us as an option. What would you tell them?
It's a great question, Jeff. You know, I'm certainly committed to do my part, however small it is, to further, pardon me, what we're doing as an industry. I'm certainly here to represent Canada. There's tons of parallels between what we do north and south of the border. But being the lone Canadian board member, that's certainly part of my interest and mandate. There are some nuances and differences between our two countries. I'm really excited to work with you and your team. Some incredible people from what I've already seen in the limited exposure interactions I've had. Some wonderful people, you know, I don't know if I should say shocking, but pleasantly surprised at the caliber of individuals in your business or your association that work every day to further what we're trying to do. You know, I'm excited about this opportunity also to interact and network with, you know, a bunch of other really talented people that are really passionate about what we do as a business.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for those kind words. At ISSA, we do have a staff of dedicated professionals. I work on the media team, and it's our job to make sure the entire world, not just our members, we focus on our members, but the entire world is represented. We want to take care of people. And if we elevate the entire industry, everyone benefits. So,
absolutely.
Well, Brock, thank you for this today. I will see you maybe at a future board meeting if they invite me.
I hope they do, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you.